love Him tonight? I love Him because He first loved me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And purchased my salvation on Calvary's
stream. Sing it to Him again.
I love You.
Yes, Lord, we really love You, Lord Jesus. We love You with all of our heart, Father.
Because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. Thankful, Lord Jesus,
for thy grace and mercy. We thank you for that open door, Lord Jesus. That true revelation. The supreme deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the revelation of who you are. We are your bride. And we recognize you. We thank you, Father. We just worship you, Lord. From the depths of our heart, Lord Jesus. Why me, Lord? Why me? But I'm so thankful, Lord Jesus, you chose me. You predestinated me. And it's mine, Lord Jesus. And to be standing in your presence tonight, Lord, it's more than life to us, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus now.
Let's just all sing it to Him from our hearts.
For we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all.
Sing it to Him one more time. We love you, Lord.
Oh, we are standing on holy ground.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
And I know that there are angels. For Jesus now, for we are standing in His presence on holy grounds.
One more time, just sing it to Him. Yes, Lord.
For we are standing holy ground.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
And I know that there are angels all around.
They're everywhere.
Amen.
Praise your name.
Glory.
Let us praise.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now,
yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you.
We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
We are standing on holy ground.
Thank you.
humming to him softly. Like to invite Brother George Ferguson if he'd come up and dismiss us in prayer tonight. That there are angels standing around. We know that our prophet is not far away from us, just in another dimension, Lord. We are conscious that we are in your presence. We heard this message tonight, Lord. We realize that the whole foundation of the church is on revelation. We heard your prophet said that some of us have that revelation. Lord, we are looking to you, and we believe tonight that you've opened our eyes to see our day and our message. What a change it has brought to us, Lord. We are so grateful to you with all our hearts that you, in your marvelous grace, Lord, called us. That we could come, we could hear your prophet, we can hear this word, and as we hear it, Lord, we could see the impact. We could see the effect that has produced in our lives. We could see that this message has filled us with love. We see that this message has filled us with faith. We have seen, Lord, that this message has filled us with all things that you've given. And Father, we pray that as we leave the meeting, may we leave with this revelation that you said that you will never leave us, that you will always be with us, that we will keep our eyes constantly focus upon you, as your prophet told us to do, Lord. We just pray that you will prepare our hearts as we return here tomorrow, Lord, if it be thy will. Because, Lord, we don't know. Maybe when we leave here, you can rapture this church and take us away. Any minute, we're just expecting you to do it, Lord. And, Father, if it be your will that we be here again tomorrow, then, Lord Jesus, we just pray that you will prepare our hearts to hear your prophet, Lord, that we can leave here and say, did not our hearts warm within us as he talked to us along the way? As we hear this message, Lord, we know that it did something to us tonight. We pray you will bless this church. Bless Brother Joseph, Lord Jesus, and the direction of the Holy Spirit as we see that you're leading him. And we thank you for the leadership of the Lord in his life. We pray for our brother Samuel, the assistant. You bless them, the deacons, Lord, and everyone that is here tonight. May the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit be upon all of us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
We are standing on holy ground.
Dismissed. Have you enjoyed to be in his presence, standing on holy ground tonight? Amen. He's so good to his children. presence. How wonderful it is we don't have to. It's always right there with us all the time, His presence. It's so sweet and so dear to us. Just sometimes unexpectedly, you just feel His presence right there with you. May the Lord bless you and be with you. Keep you tonight, tomorrow, or we'll assemble back together if the Lord is willing at 5 o'clock here. And we'll hear the prophet of God bring a message to us again. How wonderful. And we'll be having our communion service, so we want to be prepared for that. We want to make sure we have everything right.
Amen.
Nothing that can hinder us.
Amen.
Brother Bram said, if there's anything, that's what the Word tells us, get it out of the way.
Amen.
Get it out of the way. And one time it's going to be our last time. And then we'll have another supper together.
Amen.
And He'll come by and dry every tear from our eye. He's soon coming. May the Lord richly bless you. Dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus.